next presenter is Margot Mullineaux. Margot works as the project coordinator for the Center for Sexual Health Promotion while completing her PhD in health behavior at Indiana University Bloomington. Margot completed her Master's of Public Health in 2011 at Columbia University, where she also worked as a health educator with the Young Men's Clinic. Margot has worked previously on HIV prevention as a Peace Corps volunteer in the Dominican Republic and conducted research on HIV prevention in Rakai, Uganda.
Okay, thank you. Thank you all for being here, and I would like to also thank the section for having me here today. I just want to talk to you a little bit about STI testing and screening, but really what I'm interested in getting at today is what other people are saying to their partners about this topic. I have no disclosures to give, but I would like to thank the School of Public Health at Indiana University, which provided a grant that was how I gave incentives for participants. I'd also like to thank some of the mentors who advised me on the project, Dr. Michael Reese, Dr. Debbie Herbenick, Dr. Bobby Vanderpool, Dr. John Macy, for all of their help and support throughout this process. So I want to get into a little brief introduction about sexually transmitted infections, which you'll hear me refer to as STIs throughout the presentation. I know we have a little bit of a diverse crowd here, and then I'm going to tell you a little bit about the study I conducted and about some of the results. What I'm really interested in talking about today is what sexual partners are talking about with regard to STIs, and then really why that is. So just to give you a little background information, sexually transmitted infections are really a major public health concern. The CDC estimates about 20 million new cases annually in the United States. We've only seen increasing rates of things like gonorrhea and chlamydia, and really there's a problem with the way that this disease is being distributed. So we're seeing more and more cases in young adults and emerging adults is really who's facing the burden of these new emerging infections. And this is something that we all need to be worried about for a lot of different reasons. One of the reasons is just the medical costs that are associated with treating STIs and with the kind of growing concern around healthcare costs in the United States. But also, left untreated, STIs can cause a lot of serious health implications, leading to things such as infertility. And of course, there's an increased risk of HIV infection when you do have an STI. Now, the focus of prevention in public health currently is really around this model of STI testing. And this can be exemplified if you look at the Center for Disease Control has a campaign, Know Yourself, Know Your Status. This is also the campaign that Planned Parenthood uses. I have the webpages hyperlinked, but I'm afraid to crash the system on us today. So I encourage you to go and look into these campaigns. MTV is also doing kind of the same line of campaigns around their Get Yourself Tested campaign that they currently have going. So this is really where you see the focus of STI prevention in public health. And what I'm really arguing is that there's some gaps in the research and our knowledge around this STI testing. So when we think about STI testing, it's a really great individual model, right? You should know your status. You should get tested so you as an individual know about your health. But what I'm interested in is the way that STI testing is preventing the transmission of STIs. So looking at developing interpersonal models of STI prevention that look at STI testing. So you go and you get tested, but what happens afterwards in terms of those partners, those interpersonal dynamics? And there's really little systematic information and empirical evidence that shows how these messages that we're promoting in public health are being processed on this interpersonal level between sexual partners. A lot of the research on STI communication focuses on disclosure of an STI rather than communication around STIs in general and STI testing practices. Some researchers have actually hypothesized that it's more important to talk about safe sex than it is to actually talk about testing practices. And a lot of research has looked at the way people communicate about condom use, but the same research doesn't actually then ask about STI testing. So it's really kind of a gap in our knowledge. So I conducted a very exploratory study to look more into this topic. And as I mentioned, I'm interested in creating an interpersonal model of STI prevention through this testing. And so I also wanted to kind of focus in on some underexamined populations. As I mentioned, we see a big burden of STIs in young adults, but it's also not the focus of a lot of the communication research. The aims of the research project, this exploratory study, were to investigate how young adults are processing public health messages around testing, and then to look at the conversations that they're having with their sexual partners about testing. If they are taking place, what are they talking about during these conversations? And then to also look at how these conversations then impact health outcomes, so how they affect their decision making, which is something that I presented on earlier in the conference and I'm not going to focus on today, but I'm happy if you have questions afterwards about. So I conducted an anonymous online survey. It was a mix of open-ended and closed-ended questions. To be included and participate, you were sexually active, which is defined as engaging in oral, vaginal, or anal sex in between the ages of 18 and 35. I used a snowball sampling, and so a lot of the recruitment took place in classrooms and targeted through listservs and really just kind of some social media networks to get the link out there to different people. And there was the participant compensation that you could enter into a lottery to win one of 35 Visa gift cards that were valued at $25. To analyze the results of the study with the open-ended questions, a code book was created in Excel and then coded by two independent coders who then came together and reached a consensus on the coding, and then the closed-ended questions were analyzed in SPSS. There were 181 participants in the study, and as you can see, the majority of the participants were women. They were white, and they were really highly educated. So keep this kind of demographic in mind as I'm talking about the results here. It is a very highly educated sample, but I think that's actually going to make it a little bit even more interesting when you think about the results that I'm finding from this. And most of the participants reported being from a small city or even a large city. Most of the participants identified as heterosexual or straight, and they were currently in a monogamous relationship, and this is another kind of demographic variable that we're going to come back to. So I really want to focus in on the results related to what sexual partners were discussing in relation to STIs and why that was. So you can see overall in my sample, most people were very comfortable talking about sexual health topics. So you can see the majority of the participants said that they were very comfortable talking about how to prevent pregnancy with their sexual partners. You can see it kind of decreased as you get into talking about things like condoms and sexually transmitted infections. Only a little more than half of the sample was actually comfortable talking to their sexual partners about how to prevent sexually transmitted infections, although I still feel like this is a pretty high percent, again, keeping in mind the high education level of the population. And the least amount of comfort level really centered around talking about sexual histories with partners. So this is really exciting data, right? Everybody feels pretty comfortable about these topics, but I'm going to complicate this a little further. Many of my sample were actually never tested for sexually transmitted infection, so they might feel very comfortable having these conversations, but they haven't actually been tested for sexually transmitted infections, and a lot of the samples that had been tested had not been tested in the past 5 to 10 years. Overall, the pattern was that people said that they sometimes asked partner about sexually transmitted infections, but it was really sometimes, not all of the times. And a very few percentage of the participants said that they would follow up with partners about STI testing after that first initial conversation that they had. And you can see in the past 6 months, most of the participants actually had not talked to their partners about sexually transmitted infections. So you can see the majority, half had never in the past 6 months talked about it, and then the rest had sometimes talked about it. So most of the people were not talking about sexually transmitted infections with their partners. So then I wanted to know more about this, more about why people felt comfortable talking to their partners or did not feel comfortable. And this was a list of closed-ended options that people could select all the options that applied to them, listing reasons for not asking a partner about their sexually transmitted infection status. And these are based on previous research and also suggestions from students in my human sexuality classrooms. So you can see the most common reason why people said they did not ask a partner about their STI status was how well they knew their partner, their sexual partner. Another common response was being worried about breaking the mood. And then you can see also a concern with how many partners they thought the person had, whether or not there was alcohol involved, and just overall feeling very uncomfortable with the topic. So these are some of the kind of main results that were coming out about why people are not talking about STI status. Then I also gave participants an open-ended question where they could tell me a little bit more, again, about why they feel uncomfortable talking to partners about their sexually transmitted infections and about this testing practice. And the most common responses were a fear of judgment or stigma from their partner. So people talked a lot about really being unsure of the way their partner would react if they brought up this topic of STI testing. And a lot of participants said that they were really concerned that their partner would think that they were accusing them of having an STI. And this was a big reason why they felt very uncomfortable broaching this subject. Some other kind of less common reasons that came out of this open-ended question were the idea about it being a very new relationship. Again, this reoccurring theme about it breaking the mood, about it being a very awkward conversation to have. A lot of the participants talked about how they didn't want their partner to assume they had a sexually transmitted infection, that that's why they were bringing up the topic, or that they didn't want their partner to assume that they were very promiscuous. Again, this idea that people were saying they were not comfortable talking about their own or their partner's sexual history, and just a concern that the partner in general wasn't very open to talking about it. I also asked people why they did talk to their partners about sexually transmitted infections. So this is, again, the same kind of format where they could select all of the options that apply to them. So reasons for asking a partner about STI status, the most common was, I always ask my partner. And then again, this idea of how well I know the partner. So how well I know them showing up as a reason why they did not ask, but also a reason why they did ask their partner. And then how many partners I thought that the person had. When given an open-ended opportunity to talk about why they felt comfortable talking with their sexual partners about sexually transmitted infections and testing, a lot of participants talked about feeling like they had a lot of knowledge about sexually transmitted infections, they had practice talking to partners about sexually transmitted infections. People would speak in this time about their experiences in having human sexuality and having sexual health education that covered this topic that made them feel more comfortable having these conversations. And they would talk about their own experiences working around these topics, and that really increased their comfort level having the conversation. A lot of people also said things about really comfortable talking to their partners because the bottom line was they wanted to protect their health. So they felt like protecting their health was the most important thing, and that's what created a comfortable space for having this conversation about sexually transmitted infections. And then in the contrast to what we saw when people felt uncomfortable because they were worried about their partner being judging or giving them kind of a stigmatized response, people said they felt comfortable because they knew their partner would be open, that their partner was willing to talk about it, and so that created a comfortable space to talk about sexually transmitted infections. Another really common response that people talked about why they felt comfortable talking to sexual partners about sexually transmitted infections was this idea of love and trust. So if you remember before, I said a lot of my participants were reporting that they were in a monogamous relationship. And people again and again would say things about why they don't get tested, why they don't have these conversations is because they're in a monogamous relationship. And so people talked a lot about feeling like they had a very high comfort level because they had love and trust, but it was kind of more complicated than that because people were also saying that they didn't need to have the conversations, which we know in public health isn't necessarily the best model given the way that we've seen the rise of HIV infections in exactly these kind of monogamous heterosexual relationships due to things like infidelity. And then again, this idea about assuming that it was a normal conversation, assuming that their partner would also be comfortable with the conversation. I just want to end with this talking about partners who talked about sexually transmitted infections also had a lot of other conversations around sexual health. So people who were talking about STIs were also talking about condom use or dental dams. They were talking about pregnancy prevention and contraceptives. You can see that people, again, had less kind of conversations around concurrent sexual partners, sexual history. People weren't talking as much about what types of STIs they were being tested for. A lot of my participants themselves did not know what STIs they had been tested for. Very few participants talked about their testing time frame, so they didn't talk about when they had been tested in relation to their last sexual event. And very few participants were talking about IV drug use. And of course, these are all issues that are relevant to having these kind of informed discussions around STIs testing if we're looking at prevention of transmission. So just to get into a little bit of discussion and future plans. So one of the first things I think this study shows is really still a concerning lack of a testing routine. Even in this really highly educated population, people were still not getting tested. And I think we need to have a continued effort and promotion within public health around STI testing in general. But to date, there are really no campaigns or guidelines created around partner communication and around partner communication about testing in particular. And I think research like this can really help inform campaigns and educational programs that look to work on partner communication about testing practices. And even research could have the potential to impact guidelines to help people create kind of toolkits for how to talk to partners about STI testing. Based on these preliminary results, I think that health communication strategies around testing really have to be very nuanced. People need tips and tools for talking to new sexual partners. That was a really common theme, was this idea that it's hard to talk to a new sexual partner, but then also guidelines that are stratified by relationship status. So having the conversation about testing isn't the same with a new partner as it is with an established partner. That's something that people were clearly saying in these results. And so when we think about guidelines around STI communication, it's something that needs to look at these different relationship stages in order to really meet people where they are. One of my favorite responses was from a woman who said that her and her partner, every year they just get tested. It's just their routine. They don't talk about it. They just do it, and then they exchange their results. And it's a really kind of easy way for them to have to take away the stress, take away the awkward conversation. It's just expected. And I thought that was a really nice, interesting model that might resonate with a lot of people, depending, again, on where they fall in these relationship status. And I think that campaigns around STI testing and around STI communication really need to promote the idea of normalcy. I love the idea of a campaign that just is, I always ask. Like, that was the most comfortable reason why people ask. They just said, I always ask. And I can see that being a really strong, really powerful public health campaign that's just, I always ask. And really normalizing the idea about conversations. I can't think of a time I've ever seen a model of partners talking about STI testing in any place, in any form. And so I think these kinds of campaigns need to make sure that while we're promoting talking, we're also promoting normalizing it, reducing the stigma that people are afraid of to have conversations around STI. The STI stigma was something that a lot of people expressed concern about. And so I think focusing on STI testing and conversations as a part of routine healthcare and normalizing that can go a long way to kind of target anti-stigma. And then the idea that education about STI knowledge is an important part of campaigns. So not just promoting get tested, but promoting more education around STIs and around STI testing, which is what led people to feel more comfortable having those conversations, the more informed they felt. And then campaigns with STI testing can include these other conversations. So having more of an integration when we're talking about sexual health communication around all of these topics. So as I mentioned, this was just an exploratory study to look into these topics, and I think more research around this topic is something that's really needed and necessary to learn more. I think we're taking questions at the end, so thank you for your time.